didn't talk to Nick Shirley before he came on today other than text messages. I've been asking him to come on for a while. Then he was able to come on a few weeks ago. Then I had a family emergency. But he's in town, so he's here. He's about to fly out on another secret mission. But he dropped some major news on me during the break. Some stations don't carry this first five. So we're going to drop this big news on you next segment and play some of these key clips. And I wish he could stay for the whole show, but he's got to get out of here to the airport. Luckily, we're only about 10 minutes away, though, and get on that plane. So Nick, you were trying to say a lot of stuff. I was interrupting, as I always do, because there's so much to hit. A big picture, how are you feeling about Doge? You know, it's kind of phased out now, but still moving forward. You're kind of unofficially at the heart of Doge with the intelligence, you know, in exposing what's happening in the eyes and ears. How are you feeling overall about the Trump administration right now?
Specifically Doge, I think that was amazing. And the good thing about Doge is now, even though it's kind of been dissolved, I think Doge still is a thing. But a lot of those individuals are now working inside of different departments, and they know actually how to go after that. For instance, you have people inside Treasury that were from Doge. You have people inside of other groups that were with Doge. So that is very good. And it's making it harder for fraud to get committed. And especially with like the new fraud task force. Like right now, I've been specifically focusing on the fraud, the open borders I was very heavy on. And
human trafficking,
like it's horrible what happened. And I think the Trump administration is doing amazing on those topics. I'm not an expert on the topics of like Iran or Israel or those issues, so I don't really.
Your lane is big, and it's the 250 mile an hour race you're in right now. Absolutely. Well, and Trump doesn't get enough credit. I mean, they have arrested hundreds of Chinese spies. They have arrested hundreds of other spies. That hits the news and is gone. And just your investigations alone, I've seen hundreds of indictments around the country, in Minnesota, you name it, and then it doesn't get attention. So we're seeing a lot more action from the feds under Trump, and we're seeing a lot of action on what you discovered.
Yeah, so I'm very happy with the Trump administration. Like, I think they are focusing on a lot of things. I did think like maybe that first year, it takes a while for things to actually start happening. That's what people don't understand. Like,
Congress tried to block all those appointments.
Yeah, it's just not like an overnight switch. So I'm really excited for these next 2 years.
And I just threw out a number. I can't keep track of it, but you're investigating, don't investigate. They've been indicted now. Hundreds of Somalis, hundreds of people in Michigan, a bunch in California. I can't keep track of it. Do you have any idea how many they've indicted? I mean,
a lot. I mean, like in Minnesota alone, they had the biggest autism bust of all time. They're finding all these daycares. Since I posted that video, over 30 daycares have been shut down. They've just opened up an investigation of 430 daycares inside of Minnesota.
Wow. So it's just expanding. And I see stuff all the time as I scan the news where, you know, deputy head at DHS busted, Border Patrol busted, FEMA, top executives stealing $30 million. I mean, they are indicting a lot of people.
Yes, a lot. No one was really talking or looking this stuff before I made that video. And that's what's been really cool is to see like the reaction and
it's crazy how Musk gives them all the numbers and a bunch of proof and they go, you're stealing Social Security from people. But meanwhile, you go show the actual fraud. That's why grassroots is so important.
Yes, yeah, super important, because I think it also highlights the effect that a person, a citizen can have on the country, because that video has quite literally been the most impactful video by legislation in the history of America. Since that video was created, over 30 bills in Congress have been created and some have been passed.
Wow. You know, they say the jungle caused a bunch of laws to be passed, but you're right. You probably have, I mean, bigger than, you know, Uncle Tom's Cabin and what it did. I mean, there's all this famous things that changed the world. That one group of stories you did is hands down had the biggest effect ever when it comes to fraud. That's got to feel good.
Yeah, it does feel good. And it will have the biggest impact on everyday citizens as well, because that's going to help our tax dollars actually get put to use. And when a politician says, hey, we need to raise our taxes, we all know it's a complete lie now. They actually don't need more money. A lot of the money just goes towards fraud, obviously.
Like you said, California's roughly doubled the amount they're spending on that healthcare fund. And you said like they've gone up in enrollment 1%?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
It's absolutely insane. And I remember just looking at these numbers, and I'm not some crazy mathematician or I didn't even go to college. I got an associate's degree. That's it.
But you're a man of action.
Yes, I'm a man of action, and I actually look into things for what they are. I don't come with some bias.
That's another thing. Everything you've said, if anything, has been dialed back and restrained. You've not been exaggerating. You are just, I'm kissing your ass because it deserves it. You're the prototype of what's going to save this country and the world. Nick Shirley, back in 60 seconds with your big exclusive announcement. Stay with us, viewers.
Fellow Americans, I'm back. The Nixon 28 collection is now available, and I must say, it looks tremendous. Go to the AliceJonesStore.com and pick yours up today. You'll be glad you did.
Ultimate Power Drink Mix. The fantasy is real, and it's delicious. Visit the alexjonesstore.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so we've set the ground table here, you know, about the amazing things Nick Turley's doing. Now it's the model of success against tyranny. All these huge new investigations finding hundreds of millions of fraud that leads into billions. But then you dropped huge bombshells on me during the break about what Congress people are telling you at the USC fight, that you are about to do something very big at a very important committee on Thursday. This is exclusive.
Wednesday.
Make sure they say Wednesday. Sorry. So you're about to testify Wednesday. Tell us about it.
Yes, so I'll be testifying in the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, talking about what I've seen and more so representing Americans in the fight against fraud, because it is so big and so many people are being defrauded by these fraudsters across America. And it's not just in blue cities or these big cities or these blue states. It's in all of America, in all 50 states. It just happens to be that the most amount of money that's being defrauded is inside of these big blue cities.
Now, is that Senator Paul that invited you to speak?
Yes. I'll be testifying, so should be interesting.
Have they given you the specifics? You've done so many investigations in so many areas.
Not really. It's just been I'm just going to be talking about fraud in general, about what I've kind of uncovered here inside the United States. Because before then, there wasn't this war on fraud. I mean, Elon did his best effort, and they burnt down his factories. They even bombed a Tesla.
A bunch of Teslas.
And so they had massive protests or anything like that.
They blew up some and burned some here in Austin.
Yeah, the crazy thing is the government had the opportunity to have the smartest man, most successful man, and the richest man of all time to help them, and they denied it, and they villainized him.
They were threatened by it, but I know Elon's boosted your stuff, but he's obsessed with not, you know, the country not going bankrupt, because he says, I need a stable country to operate out of. A truly wealthy person wants to rise all, you know, the ships, or they sink together. Rising tide raises all ships, Kennedy said. And these other elites just don't think like that. What's your money worth if there's no infrastructure to have it in? It's the people's wealth is your wealth. But he's got to really appreciate you, because you carried the ball on his work further than anybody individually.
Yeah, and I really appreciate Elon, because of all he's done for humanity. I mean, giving us X was probably the greatest gift he could have given all of us.
And that put Trump over the top.
It leveled out the playing field for all social media to actually give us freedom of speech. Like, we can have freedom of speech in the public, but if we don't have it on the internet, what is it?
People forget the massive control. I mean, we couldn't get anything out except at our one website and our little video site. And we were getting tens of millions of views on some videos, because it was the only place you could go. But, I mean, we had to literally build our own thing, and then it was under attack. They tried to deplatform it, tried to take the bandwidth away. I mean, it was, and then that's just us. People forget the hell we went through till X, and then now it became the number one in the world news source, and now it's forced the other platforms to back off on some of the censorship.
Yeah, it really backfired on all of them, because now people who were never involved in the politics are now involved, because all of our hands were forced into it. Like, people that would never even talk on certain subjects are now talking on it. Now people are literally moving out of California. Very successful people are leaving California because of politics. And we've never really seen that happen.
California's a beautiful state, but there's no way it's not going down.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's functionally bankrupt.
Unbelievable. You got approached by a congressman. You said you're willing to tell the story at the UFC this weekend.
Yeah, it was interesting. When I went to the UFC fight at the White House, a congressman came up to me, and he said something that I had never really thought about. And he said to me, he's like, thank you so much for your work. And I just want to let you know that because of all the fraud that you've exposed, that essentially, like, the war on Iran has been free because of you, because of all the money that I've helped recoup and expose, and the money that's going to be saved in the future is in $200-300 billion. Like, it's in hundreds of billions of dollars. Like, this will not just impact this year. It's going to keep making impacts for, hopefully, for the future.
That's kind of a backhanded compliment, though. Son, you saved $300 billion, and we used it for bombs. Good job.
Yeah,
our entire war. Son, your savings helped the Emperor built the Death Star.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, but it did just put it into perspective.
No, it's great what you did. What they did with the money is their issue, but yeah.
Yeah, very interesting perspective. I was like, I've never thought about that. But I mean, if you think about it, for the years to come, the changes that they're making will impact next 10 years.
And the legislation that's been passed, well, it's got to be done. But see, the Democrats, as you know, Clark Bevin, which is their official plan, they want to bankrupt us to blame capitalism. So we have Mondami. Did you see the photo? We'll put it on screen. In Denver, the Democratic Socialist of America, and they're almost all wearing masks and have like purple and green hair and look like space aliens.
Yes.
Still wearing masks in 2026, 6 years later. I mean, this is a cult of idiot. I mean, look at these people. And they all think they're going to get something free.
Well, it's because they don't actually believe. Look, I said right there, if you truly believe in what you preach, you should never have to wear a mask.
Yeah, because you take the shot, you can't get COVID, you can't spread it, even though that's not true.
Yeah, well, and the reason why they wear that mask is because they're actually not proud of what they believe in, or they don't actually believe in it 100%. They're just following the crowd.
Well, I'm sorry. Look how helpless they all look in the eyes and, like, unhappy. I'm not trying to be mean. Remember all the Pfizer people that said, oh, I took the shot, and they all look like aliens that suck their brains out or something?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all like, I can't even do it. It's like...
You're funny, Alex. But, yeah, these people, like... what they're being told, I promise, is they're being told, hey, wear a mask because that way you won't get doxxed. They're like, whoever's running DSA is telling them, hey, wear these masks. It's the same thing they do at the protest, so that way they don't get scrutinized or they don't get people to come after them.
Exactly.
But they do the exact opposite thing. They literally dox anyone who is...
Now everybody wants to know who they are, and it's easy to find out.
Yeah, that's why they wear the mask. Because they're afraid for people to know what they actually believe in.
I mean, here's the deal. They go, less than 0.1% have 90% of the wealth. And it's almost all those billionaires are globalists setting this up to control them. They don't even understand that Google has deals to not pay any taxes. And that Elon is the only billionaire that pays these huge taxes, which, again, is true. He, like, volunteered 1 year to pay, like, $40 billion or something. It's like, this is insane that they literally believe they're going to get a free lunch. Mondami, you're all going to have free buses. And then he doubles the prices. I mean, it's like, come on, guys.
Yeah, he talks about giving government-run grocery stores in his first year, and now it just announced in 2029 will be the first one. Like, everything they promise is not coming to fruition. And New York City rent just hit an all-time high. I thought that freezing the rent would lower that, they said. But it didn't, obviously.
Look, people say communism's failed. It's incredibly successful for the tyrants that run it. They know it's nothing but a slave system.
Well, you know I went to Cuba.
Yes, that was incredible.
To show people what communism was actually like. And that video on its own, like, I could talk about that for a very long time.
Oh, I watched it. It was incredible.
Because we've heard so long that communism's not that bad. We've had left-wing propagandists go with the government of Cuba to show people what's actually happening in Cuba. They're talking about how nothing's wrong in Cuba. Meanwhile, they're charging their phone on a generator. And I go and show people what's actually happening in Cuba. I instantly get followed by Cuban spies. A two-star communist general comes to my hotel room when I'm trying to leave at 4 a.m. And there's no freedom of speech. And people are suffering and dying. And I'm wondering, okay. And then people blame on the embargo the United States has had on Cuba. Well, if you've been underneath embargo for 60 years, I believe at this point, you think you'd be able to figure it out by then. But because of communism, they've had no way to innovate for these past, since 1950.
And all they have is like 57 Chevys. And I saw your videos. There's barely any cars at high noon driving around. There's no fuel.
There's no gas. I don't even know what's going on there now. Like, I can't even imagine what's going on there right now.
Well, that's communism for you. Well, I can't wait till see you Wednesday. Is it all day or is it in the morning? Or
In the morning. It'll be in the morning. Should be interesting. We're going to see how it goes. We'll see if any Democrats show up. Last time I testified, only two Democrats showed up to the hearing, and not a single one of them asked me a question.
Well, that's because they know they look like idiots when they try to attack you.
Yeah, well, and it just like shows that they're complicit in this fraud. They know it's happening.
Complicit? They run it.
They operate on the fraud. If the Democrat Party did not have fraud, they would not be able to operate.
You're absolutely right. And speaking of that, one of the only Republicans that's heavily involved in it was Lindsey Graham as the bag man for USAID and State Department money to Al-Qaeda, ISIS, all those groups. I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but have you seen the reports about, you know, Lindsey Graham and all the bag man for the Islamist groups?
Yeah, I saw he died. I don't really know much about him, to be honest.
Well, you know he liked Disney World and the bubble wand.
I did see that one, yeah.
So before he died, at least he got to spend 3 days by himself following children around with a bubble wand. That's pretty normal.
Yeah, that was an interesting photo.
I'm sure my family of 52, I said, Mom, I'm going to Disney World by myself 3 days, and they saw me with a bubble wand walking around. They'd probably have some problems with me.
They'd probably put you in a center if that happened.
They'd probably want to see what's on my hard drives.
Yeah.
That's not a very...
It was very strange, too. I mean, he was just in Ukraine as well. Like, he was with Zelensky.
He was there the morning before he died. A Pentagon sources say it's a cover story, and he got blown up over there, but I don't know if that's true.
Really?
Yeah, that's what Larry Johnson's saying.
Interesting. I hope it was a heart attack, but I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
Well, I mean...
There's so many conspiracy theories right now.
Yeah, we don't know what to believe because we've been lied to so much. So let's talk about your latest coup. As you're breaking stuff multiple times a week, tell us about the adult daycare scam and this guy that you confront who gets really upset at how much money you've discovered here.
Yeah, so in Flushing, Queens, you have these adult daycares for the Koreans and the Chinese, and they're ran by the Korean and Chinese mafia. If you ask any of these daycare owners who's actually the owner, very many of them didn't know who the owner was. But I did talk to one of the owners, and I go and confront him, and what he had was an adult daycare on the second level of this building.
That's an elder care thing?
Yes, it's an adult. So, Alex, so they're basically these adult daycares. They operate from, like, I think, like 8 to 12 p.m., and they receive millions of dollars. This adult daycare specifically had received, in 2024, there's 7,800 patients. They billed the government $12.8 million. And I go and confront them about these numbers. And I said, well, where are the patients at? And they cannot justify any of the numbers. In fact, they just start yelling and screaming. But I knew that this was the fraudulent daycare because the daycare I had went to before said they're losing all their clients to this business because they're giving kickbacks to the clients, to the patients.
Just to have a few people as a cover.
Yes.
Just like we saw with the Somalis, they started, putting ads in the paper. We need kids to come act like they're in a school. Remember that?
Yes.
And then they would, shoot videos. Look, we've got kids in here.
Mm-hmm. And because all the fraudsters are on high alert right now across the United States. So I don't know if I would have came to this location pre-December if there would have been adults inside these adult daycares. But we're paying for them to play ping pong, do tai chi, dominoes, and other board games.
I kind of want to go to an adult daycare. I'm like, people bring me food and I play ping pong all day?
Honestly, it's like a YMCA. It's like we're paying for play dates for the elderly.
Well, I mean, I've had some, my grandmother, she's dead now. My grandparents are dead, but she didn't want to go to a nursing home at first. So for 4 or 5 years, I paid for a lady to come, in the morning, a few hours a night. And I had some money, but it was still a lot of money. And that pisses me off that I'm paying to send a nurse over here, and these people are getting it all. Well, they're not even getting it free. It's a scam.
Yeah, they're actually making money to go there because they get a kickback. So that's how much money they're able to bill. So for each client, they billed, I think it was $1,600 for 7,000 people. So it came out to more than $12 million. And so each one of those clients, if they bring in a friend, then they get a referral pretty much on that friend that comes in, and each person gets a kickback. So say you bring in 10 friends and say $20, you're going to get $200.
And I saw your reports, a bunch of others that went out and not copied you, went out and found other things around the country. I even saw them admitting it, some of the parents. It's not a lot sometimes with the Somalis. It's like, oh, put your kid here. I'll give you $200 a week.
Yeah.
So it's literally just to have a few, but you're like, where's the 7,000 people? Oh, we got three. But it looks like there's nobody here.
Well, and these people, for instance, like the Somalians, they actually don't need that money to live. They don't need that much money to live because a lot of them are already on welfare. So they're receiving food stamps. Like 81% of them are already on welfare. They're receiving food stamps, their housing.
Yeah, people don't know that, like, most of these foreigners, particularly the Muslims, like, it's almost 90% in Europe never get a job. They just stand around in their nightgowns saying, Durka, Durka, we're the superior people. You will live under Sharia law. And they just sit around on welfare all day and get raped and stabbed and, in the afternoon.
Yeah, and that's why they're able to run these scams, because they actually don't need that much money. They need $100, $200 a week to operate because they're already getting everything subsidized to them, whether it's a food stamp.
And then a lot of the Muslims, particularly, they run side hustles.
Yeah. Yeah. You know better than I do.
Well, they say under Sharia law, anything they do to an infidel, they can have your daughter as a sex slave, they can sell you drugs, they can kill people because you're subhuman. That's how they had harems to kidnap Europeans. The Arabs had these things full of naked women. We have sex slaves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think about. And actually, that's the reason why I figured out about what was happening in Minnesota after I had went to the United Kingdom and had done a video on the rise of Islam. I started looking at that. I said, well, where's that happening here inside the United States? And everyone already knew about Dearborn, Michigan, and I kept hearing about Minneapolis. So I went to Minneapolis to make this video on the rise of Islam, And then people, when I got there, my fans were like, finally, somebody's here to make a video on the fraud. And from that point on, from June till December, I was looking for all the information I could get on that fraud. And it's also, they kind of did a thing that made me mad when I went to Minnesota the first time. Is a gang of Somalis inside of Cedar Riverside, they jumped me and my mom. I was with my mom and she was filming the video. They jumped my mom, took the camera, and then they were about to punch me. And yeah, it got very, like...
Remember when Sordor got run over by the car?
Yeah, just like the way they respect, they don't have any respect towards anyone, especially women. They don't respect them at all, especially in that part of Minneapolis. Like, there's no respect for the woman. And I'm like, that's obviously wrong.
Totally sick. And then the feminist leftists love that.
I do not understand how the left accepts that, because they actually are quite literally against everything that the left believes in.
Well, because they hate the West so much. So here's a clip of this. You got hours of this on your YouTube site and on X at Nick Shirley with two Y's. But here is clip 16. Nick Shirley uncovers an adult daycare, and there's none of the elderly there. And there's just what guys that look like central casting of Asian gangsters kind of bowing up to you. Here it is.
Because then we were doing like some numbers and it said you guys made like $12.9 million in 2024, and which is a lot of money, and then like $2.1 million for transportation companies. So like you guys billed $12.9 million, and then out of that $12 million, 10 was for adult daycare and 2 was for transportation.
Yes.
And so they're saying they're giving kickbacks.
No, we don't. Because of where? Who told you that?
Well, the other daycare, because they didn't want to give us kickbacks.
Yeah, because we don't offer kickbacks.
No kickbacks.
No kickbacks.
Do you think it's true that a lot of these daycares are like committing fraud?
I heard some other daycares are doing fraud, but we don't do fraud thing.
Gone to daycare? Where did I come from?
Yes.
Oh, I come from around here.
Yes.
We're just concerned about where our tax dollars are going. So, and how come you guys are the daycare that receives the most amount of money here in Flushing, Queens?
We have a lot of members.
How many members do you guys have?
I don't have to tell you.
Because here it says you guys have 7,899.
Where did you get this information?
Oh, it's actually from the public databases of CMS and HHS.
Do I have to tell you the number?
But this place doesn't look like it can hold 7,000 people.
Can I have an ID or something? You're asking me some about...
Well, this is public information because it's public tax dollars that you guys are receiving.
I don't have to tell you, right?
Yeah, but do you guys have 7,000 members, for instance?
No, we don't have 7,000 members.
Okay, well, that's what it says. You have 7,899 in 2024, and then so that's not true.
7,000 members?
Yeah. So are you guys overbilling then? Because you guys are getting paid per patient $1,600, and that's how you guys got $12.9 million in 2024.
I don't know how they calculate. But I don't remember all the numbers.
But did you have 7,000? I think you'd remember if you had.
No, we don't have 7,000 members.
So how can you guys build for 7,000 people then?
Do I have to tell you?
Well, you like $12.9 million on 7,000 patients, and you say there's not 7,000 patients. Are you committing fraud? Like, are these numbers wrong?
Please, sir.
$12.9 million. That's a lot of money.
Leave.
$12.9 million. All right, we will leave. You could have just answered the questions. Now
I said I don't want
now
to.
People are gonna be wondering if you committed fraud.
I said I don't want to, but why you keep asking me? I said I don't want to tell you the information.
Well,
and why?
These are taxpayer dollars, so.
So what? So I don't have to tell you the.
We're sick of people defrauding our taxes. This guy received $12.9 million, and right here it says they had 7,899 patients.
We then left, and the same guy came downstairs.
And then it goes on from there. You've got to take back a rental and get on a flight, or you would stay. But you've promised to do like a commercial-free longer show. I'm going to go on your show, and I just can't wait, brother.
I'm excited, Alex. Yeah, you've been somebody I've watched for a long time, and that Joe Rogan episode you did really opened up my eyes to a lot of things.
There's so many clips we didn't get to, but we've got a few minutes here. But just finishing up with this. This is going to be in Congress, I would imagine, on Wednesday. So these guys are not going to be too happy.
No, yeah. I mean, think about it. I'm like a fraudster's worst enemy, because not only do I show what's happening, it's been proven time and time again that they're committing fraud. Like, the welfare fraud here in the United States is unbelievably large. And now these fraudsters are starting to get caught. And they can't hide the information that they use to commit the fraud from when Biden was in office, because Biden opened up the floodgates. You have to remember that. He made it harder for people to even look into the fraud. And so, like, that number, those numbers were 2024. Imagine what they did in 2025. And now they're kind of getting hushed down.
We've got an Ed Martin thing where you get into Biden and how scared Fauci was. But I'm going to hit that after you leave. And a bunch of other news coming up when I go back to the other studio. But I was sitting there talking to you in the break about you need to expand. I know you got a little security now. You need to get more editors. You need to get an operation like we have. He said, well, we don't have the money. And I'm like, well, how do you make money? Let me guess, T-shirts. Well, you got to plug them. So I asked you, so he's not even going to do it himself here. Anti-Fraud Club. What's the URL?
Antifraudclub.com.
Antifraudclub.com. Antifraudclub.com. And it's all the cool stuff I see you wearing. It's available there.
Yeah, all the Leering hoodies. There's other stuff there.
America 250.
Well, America 250 stuff.
And folks, right, if you don't bet on people that kick ass and expose and save you hundreds of billions of dollars, then you're not betting on yourself. I mean, if you want a free country, support the AlexJonesStore.com. Support that URL as well. Because, see, even I follow you a lot. Didn't even really pay attention to that. Yeah, where do I? Obviously, I'm going to order one of these hoodies.
I'll send you one, Alex. I'll send you one.
Quality, and, no. I'm going to get one. I'm going to support you.
The Quality Leering Center, there's even an option to donate on the site as well. Because a lot of people just want to donate. So, antifraudclub.com.
Well, we got to get you, you know, how big's your team now?
I got a security guard, and then I still edit and film most of my videos. So I probably have about 3 to 10 people, depending on the project.
But a lot of them just come in for a little bit.
Yeah.
And which is great, but you need I'm serious. You need to have James O'Keefe, you know, and of course they came after him when he exposed Pfizer creating new viruses. But, I mean, you're drafted, bro.
Yeah, we're working on it. But the reason why I've been so successful is because the team has been so small.
No, I get it. I get it.
I do need to expand.
Lean and mean.
Yes,
lean fighting and machine.
Mean. Exactly.
Well, obviously the team, you're the director, not that many more people. But let me guess, what do you got, like 3 full-time people?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need 6 or 7 full-time. I mean, we don't have that many. We do a lot of live shows. We've got like 10 people now, and then we got a few writers and stuff and other things, maybe like 15.
Mm-hmm.
We need them. They're working 7 days a week.
Yeah, you got to keep the team lean and mean and make sure that everyone is always focused on something.
Well, I'm planning to expand with a bunch of reporters, people who can run their own operations, other hosts. We're going to do like a late-night show that I won't host, but I'll be a guest on. We're going to have like Jimmy Carson. I mean, if they thought they were going to shut me up, don't worry, brother. We're not going anywhere.
Well, Alex, you work extremely hard. I was just here for the last hour and a half, but everyone is talking about, I was wondering, how does Alex do all this? And you're nonstop.
Whenever I get on X,
you're on there. I'm like, how is this guy doing it? It's amazing.
Well, we got to do it. These people are trying to kill us.
It is true.
People are like, you should give up. The CIA is coming after you. I'm like, no, I'm going to fight harder. You know?
Exactly. You have to. You literally have to.
Well, Nick, we love you. At Nick Shirley with 2 Y's. And again, what's the URL one more time?
Antifraudclub.com.
There it is. Antifraudclub.com. And they got so many great things there. And then you're funding the Second Amendment Revolution worldwide, folks. You are right beside Nick when you do that. We'll be back. I got masses of news straight ahead. Nick, we love you.
Alex, you're the man.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones, and the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Oh, pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for 1 second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, It's Win, Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square. They're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration. That is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com and talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial, and this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You're the United States pardon attorney.
Yes, sir.
Just before Biden left office, literally a few hours before, he started signing a lot of pardons.
Correct. One of those, sort of. The auto pen started signing a lot of pardons. Go ahead. Yeah.
And one of those people was Anthony Fauci.
Yes.
What's the truth about?
Well, look, I mean, for one
Anthony
thing.
Anthony Fauci's pardon.
Well, one thing you started out, let me just explain to folks. The pardon power is in the Constitution, and it basically says, I'm summarizing, the president can pardon anybody he wants for any reason he wants. There's not a procedure set up. There's not a system. It's really a very, the founders knew that there were times where you needed to write something that was wrong or do something you wanted, and that's what they gave him. So is that anything, any president can pardon anybody. With regard to the end of a term, Biden was in a rush down the stretch, or his staff was, and they were pardoning all kinds of people. They did all kinds of commutations at the last minute, all with the auto pen. The only signature on pardons that you see with a wet pen is Hunter Biden, which was signed at Thanksgiving. All the rest are auto pen, which is begs another question. But most importantly, you can see, and these are email exchanges where Fauci, Dr. Fauci's lawyer is saying, will there be pardons for Fauci? And then in the morning of January 20th, and just in time for the change of the presidency, Fauci got his pardon. And you have to accept, under American law, the one thing the Supreme Court has said is you have to accept the pardon. So Fauci immediately had his lawyer say, I accept the pardon, and sent that in. So they were very aware that they needed that, and they wanted it.
It's happening. My daughter, Charlotte, my oldest daughter, is going
to
marry Nick Shirley.
Is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
He'd be a good son-in-law. I can tell they were hitting it off in there. Uh-oh. Bunch of little baby Shirley's running around here. Kind of joking, but I'm kind of not. I actually had Deuce start shooting video while we were talking about it, and Shirley got mad and grabbed the phone. I'm going to see if she lets us air it. You know what? I'm not bragging. The famous Alex Jones, I'm not bragging. I just feel really good that about 80% of the activists we have on say that I partially woke them up or entirely woke them up and inspired them to fight tyranny, because time's running out here, folks. And Nick Shirley, what a great guy, so amazing, done so much, just continues to knock it out of the park. And then he gets all the same criticisms I get. You could do this better. You should go do this. You should go do that. Oh, what's Nick Shirley doing in Cuba? He's with the CIA to overthrow it. And the guy, I used to follow his stuff in high school when he was exposing leftists at the high school and the lockdowns. It's like, you know, these are true grassroots people, and you could go out and do what Nick Shirley's done. He does most of it with his mother because he can trust her and she watches his back. He has three full-time people, his mom and his security guy. And he needs more than one security guy. And I'm like, hey, how do you make money? Oh, we sell shirts, but why don't you plug that? And speak of that, let me do that right now, and then I'm going to get into all the news. And I'm going to open the phones up on first-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree. But if people call in about, I'm just going to tell you, this keeps happening. If you call in about, sovereign citizen stuff, and I'm not calling you a sovereign citizen. I know that's the term the cops use and the feds, but that's what the general public knows what that term means. I'm not going to have a 10-minute debate with you about how I'm not doing things properly with the sovereign citizens. I interviewed all the real guys, and they're talking about Red Beckman and all the rest of them, and I do intend to get back to basics more and more on the show. I'm still going to cover breaking news and things, but I'm going to do whole things on the Federal Reserve and Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones and how the legal system works and admiralty law and the different types of courts, and people are getting real education in Article III courts right now. That is all super important. But also, I'm trying to stop the Israelis taking over the Pentagon and our intelligence agencies in the current Defense Authorization Act. I'm trying to stop this war that we knew would be a total disaster, with the Strait of Hormuz shut, destroying the world economy. Time's running out. I'm trying to get good people elected. I'm trying to keep the border secure. I'm trying to keep pressure on Trump to do the right thing. I'm trying to have all these guests on to boost what they're doing. And I've noticed when I say total open phones now, I'll get like out of 10 calls, two wanting to debate me about the stuff. So let's just say this. Not my field house, not my roundhouse, not my building, not my thing, because I know too much about it. And I know that 90% of it, is people going off half-cocked and getting themselves in trouble. A lot of what the sovereign citizen type groups say is true. And they all want to argue. I'll always ask them, well, if you don't say sovereign citizen, what do you call yourself? Well, I really don't have a name for it. We're having debates about that. Okay, great. Go have your, thing at the cafeteria or at the library every Wednesday night. And, 10 of you show up and you all argue with each other. I've been around the block, baby. I've been fighting for 35 years in politics and on the street. I've been on air 32 years. I've been to more sovereign citizen meetings than most of you have. I know all about it. I can finish your sentences for you. So I'm just, that little jag out is that I'm not discussing that on my show, except when I intend, I'm looking for some guests, and I even ask people, who do you think? Well, this guy isn't exactly right. He doesn't have it all right. And I'm just like, I give up. I'm like, okay, who do I have on? You? Who are you? It's like, send us show tips. There's a show tips at alexjoneslive.com. Tell me who you want me on, and I'll start every month doing 2 or 3 hours on it. It's important. We need to expose it. More importantly, I want to expose how the system's a fraud, how the government's running over your rights, and how you need to learn your rights pro se. But that is still a pretty big deal. Oh, look at this. Look at this photo right here. This is great. There's Charlotte with Nick Shirley. I look like some kind of chipmunk or something. Oh, my goodness. It's weird getting old. I don't mind getting old, but God, I look ridiculous. I look like Ming the Merciless meets Lex Luthor. Combine that together and you get what I am. So just having some fun there. But any subject you want to discuss, any topic you want to raise, if you want to call in about that, you can too. I'm just not going to debate you and get into the weird arguments. You just instantly want to argue like we're lawyers. I'm not doing it. Not doing it with you. So the number to join us, we'll put it on screen for everybody. And we will take your calls, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. And we will take your calls on Lindsey Graham and the wars and Russia and the situation with Iran and the Straits been closed, basically, and it's closed again indefinitely, and Trump's talking about ground invasion and total bombardments, and we predicted all of this, so how do we get out of this, and what do you make of the work Nick Shirley's doing? What do you make of all of the different craziness that's happening? And we've only got 20-something days left, 24 days left to get the SAVE Act passed, and then that's not going to happen. So the illegal aliens and the dead people and all the rest of them can vote. A pretty serious situation. And what's going to happen in the midterms? You know, you've got a lot of people like Chris Christie, the never-Trumper, predicting that the Republicans are going to lose big time in the House and Senate. Well, I don't like disagreeing, agreeing with him. But, yeah, that's what the numbers show, because people are upset about Trump. Now, you notice I had Nick Shirley on, very happy about the fraud investigations, very happy. That area, Trump, is doing way better than Democrats. And so I just call balls and strikes. But I know this, at the end of the day, we should vote for good candidates, and people should get out there and support the candidates that they think are pro-America. And I don't see any Democrats that are good. Are there a bunch of neocon Republicans and stuff? Yeah, there's still some of those. We need to make sure whoever, you know, gets in there to go against Graham, like the guest I had earlier that came in second place, Lynch, get in there. And that's what I'm doing. Trying to win, trying to move the ball down the field where we can. 512-266-0642. Now, you heard me plugging for Nick Shirley because he wouldn't do it for himself. He at least needs more than one security guy when he's out there on the street and they're trying to kill him. Big fish eat little fish. I want to hire more hosts. I want to hire more reporters. I want to get bigger than InfoWars ever was at its peak of crew and effectiveness and what we were doing 7-8 years ago. To do that, I need your support, and it's an easy commitment. We have the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, really cool knives, the highest rated gravity-fed shower filters and tabletop filters, the best. These are all things you need, all things that enrich your life. Just shop with us, and my goodness, if you're a VIP, we have the new collectible coin that's close to selling out. 2/3 have sold out. And it's a fundraiser coin. Costs us $67 to mint in Missouri. And for VIPs, it's $69. Don't make any money on that. By the time they ship it from Missouri to Arkansas and all the handling and the cost, we lose money on that. But that's the deal they did. It's not my company. For everybody else, it's $99. So we make like $30-something dollars on that. And the retail's $117.17. Since 1776, but that's just the regular price. For everybody that's not a VIP, it's $99.69 for the VIPs. And it's the same thing with the water filtration systems. They're almost selling the new shower heads that are the highest rated, taking out the toxins. They're a few dollars above for VIPs, the cost. That's insane. But that's the type of deals we're talking about. How do you become a VIP? It's just a recurring charge. Cancel one click free in your profile anytime. $30 a month. You get $40 instantly spent in the store. Special deals, special offers, and bigger sales on top of everything. A shower head that's 100 is 69. A coin that's 100 is 69. A supplement that's 49 is 35. And that's when there's not a sale. There's usually sales. So it's stacked on top of it. So we have to move a lot of product at this level. And let me explain something to you. We can sell you bovine colostrum that's been homogenized. That means heated up and loses a lot of its factors. We could buy canisters of that for a third of the price ours is. And then have a lower price, sell a lot more, make more money. But we went and private labeled the top rated one in the country because it's the highest rated. It's the strongest. Massive dose per little scoop of it for your hair, your nails, your skin. That's just what you see on the outside. And it's still at a competitive price, lower than who we private label it from. Because I'm only going to give you the best quality. Our colostrum, the best. Our Shilajit, the best. Our RCMOS, the best. Our iodine, T3, the best. It's all the best. It all works. Because I don't want to sell you something that just works a little. And then I make more money on that one sale, but I don't sell it to you 100 times. Now, I always just had the philosophy to want to have the best and a good deal. But as I got older, I went, God, that was a great sales strategy. yeah. Again, if you have a restaurant, great service, great ambiance, affordable prices, reasonable, great service, delicious. I want you to come twice a week for the rest of your life. I don't want to sell you one thing. You get food poisoning from it. I want to sell you over and over and over again. And what's that mean? It's like you meet the woman of your dreams. She's gorgeous. She's smart. She's amazing. You want to marry her. You don't want a one-night stand with her. You want her forever. So you can be guaranteed we have a 90%+ reorder rate of these supplements because they work. And those of you out there that haven't gotten them, you are really missing out, ladies and gentlemen. Our information is the most accurate. Our products are the best. I want to be the guy that's the good guy because it makes me sleep good at night, and I like it. And also understand evil. These idiots think evil's smart. They think it's cool. It'll get you ahead up front, but destroy you in the end. No, I like being the good guy and not some little limp-wristed good guy. The fire-breathing, gut-stomping, crocodile-snapping good guy that wants to bang his head up against the tyrant's heads. That's me. I don't like scum. I don't like scammers. I don't like fraud. I don't like people that screw people over. I don't like bullies. What I like is we the people. And I believe in you, and I've bet on you. And all I'm saying is, bet on me to never back down, to never give in, to never waver. You know, I'm going to tell you this story, and then I'm going to get back on the news and go to your calls. Because I was talking to Sean Johnson while we were lifting weights today. And I was just reminiscing all these people that we see sell out to the Israel lobby that spent $1.3 billion on U.S. talk show hosts and influencers the last year. That's the admitted money they funded in the Knesset for that. Totally illegal. Shouldn't be. It's a foreign government doing that. And I know who's getting the money. You can tell it's a talking point. And I was so sad about some people that used to be good doing it. But I said, you know, I got offered money from this group, that group. You know, all those were off-record meetings, and it's not illegal what they're doing. So if it's a confidence, you know, meeting confidence, I don't say who. And they don't even do that anymore. And a lot of times they'd say the meeting was about one thing and really be about another. And if I was aligned with any organization or group completely, and I had all my freedom to do what I wanted, I would take money from a foundation or some billionaire. But that hadn't happened yet because there's always strings attached. But the frustration is this, and this is something we ought to open the phones up about sometime just on this subject, is what is a lesser of two evils? Is it bad to do that? I never endorsed really any of these candidates other than like Ron Paul and a few others because the Republicans weren't ever as bad as the Democrats. They were so close and in some ways worse. You just couldn't do it. I was just exposing corruption, trying to have a big tent. But overall, people thought of me more as a conservative because I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-national sovereignty. You know, don't like the welfare state, but at the same time, I was anti-war and things like that. But the Democrats really love it. And I was talking about with this person, well, it was Sean, and we were talking about some of the Trump people that he was talking to that were talking to him, some of the Trump family. And without getting into the whole story, it was just basically, man, overall, Trump's done so much good. We bet on him. We feel loyal to him. We want him to do better. And even some of the family, you know, was anti-war and kind of got told to shut up. And so was, you know, Tulsi Gabbard, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and so many others. They got sidelined, even though they've been proven right. But I was like, I didn't take the $50 million right before I got sued by the deep state 8 years ago. Trump had been in office about a year. And they told me, you're about to get sued and attacked by all these groups. Why don't you come work for us and it'll be okay. You get $50 million a year and you can work for us. You'll basically, they didn't say this, but I was like, that's Darth Vader. Like, I'm the former, you know, I'm like the Jedi, best, you know, the best young Jedi or whatever, fighting tyranny. And then I joined the Emperor. And my job was to run a fact-checking site where they'd announced all this. And that I was reformed and I had this big team. And I would say what was real and wasn't real because I used to be one of them. And I said to them, I said, I'm not doing that. They said, well, you've made a big mistake. The only time that ever happened where it was on record, because the head of the Kissinger Group was a guest on the phone during the breaks, he was trying to recruit me, and he didn't say this was off record. And John Harmon, who's also, he's the affiliate relations guy, but he also runs the phone system because he's good at that, and sometimes he produces. He's in there right now. He's told the story on air 5 or 6 times. And they were to give me the spiel about, look, you'll be able to influence us some. It's a super class, 3,000 controllers of the world, and we have boards above us. You can move up the boards with that. This is a trilateral commission, basically, a feeder group, Henry Kissinger. And they said, you'll be able to influence the table. You won't get all of what you want, but by working with us, you'll get some of what you want. You'll go nowhere on your crusade. And I'm like, oh, funny, I've heard that before. You want to be a star with us or go on your crusade that's a dead end? And I said, well, I'm not doing it. Thank you very much. And my point is, that's how real this is. So here was the point I was making to Sean Johnson this morning, is that I don't think back and think, man, I should have sold out. Instead, because I love being real and knowing my integrity and really being able to change things and not being watered down, because you start selling out by increment and pretty soon you've sold out to everything. It always starts small and then it's total in the end. That's how evil works. But in a way, I kind of get on Trump more than I even should. And spend more time on him than the Democrats, where we should spend time on him. But he's a lame duck. He'll be gone. We should get what we can good out of him, oppose what's bad, but not just obsess and attack because it's personal. But I realize I spend more time bashing Trump than I do Democrats. But that's been changing because we need to beat these people. I'm just telling you what's on my mind and my heart. Only way I can explain it is just what I'm feeling. It's just so, you know, it's complex. It's a lot there. Is that I do that because here I didn't take money from the globalists, the Democrats, and, you know, all of them. The richest guy in the world at the time wasn't Elon. And that was one of many offers. Roger Ailes and Fox before that, the fake, you know, Republican type deal where they would control what I said. And I'd be the next Rush Limbaugh and the nightly Fox show and whole nine yards and book deals and all that, you know, tens of millions a year. And of course, they were trying to hire me before I was bringing in tens of millions a year, but they knew the potential. And so, And Roger Ailes did my Q scores, which is likability and watchability, and then looked at the ratings numbers on little stations beating big stations. He's like, oh, my God, this is going to be incredible. And Limbaugh had a heart problem, was in Hawaii, and was the first time they said, look, he may not be coming back. We need you. And then when I didn't take the job, it was like a New York Post. Jones asked for a job at Fox, but they don't want him. He wants showbiz. They don't want him. It's just, you know, just the way they act. Hilarious. And of course, now you see the trajectory of what we've done. They were smart. You know, they were really trying to recruit me. But what hit me is I didn't sell out for $50 million a year to serve them. And then I'm getting nothing but lawsuits and attacks supporting Trump. And then he's the lesser of two evils. But at the end of the day, you just become evil doing that. So that's why I spend so much time on Trump, because deep down, I don't want to incrementally even sell out through loyalty to him or through he's a lesser of two evils. But at the same time, it's almost another form of selling out. If I'm holier than thou and spend 2/3 of my time bashing Trump, like so many people do, they're just pissed off at him, instead of spending at least half my time on the Democrats. So just to describe how my inner dialogue goes on, that's where I'm at. And I think that's something we ought to open the phones about where are you on Trump? How do you balance that out? Because I pray about it. I think about it. I call it meditate. I sit there in a room for like an hour, at least once a week, going, what's the right moral thing to do? How am I the most effective? Because, God, these Democrats are so bad. And if I go guns a-blazing, people really listen to me. And yeah, maybe Nick Fuentes is right. You know, if the Republicans lose the House and Senate, which they're going to do anyways, they tend to have a better shot of winning the presidential election in 2028. And, you know, J.D. Vance isn't perfect, but he's a lot better than Rubio. But then people go, oh, he's establishment, because that's the story they've put out. And, I, you know, that's the stuff I think about. And then I say I'm not lesser two evils, but then you also got to work with what God gave you. Or do you just say, screw it all, and then you go buy 40 acres somewhere and, you know, bunch of guns and wait for Armageddon? I mean, I know that's not a winning strategy. I know a lot of people have done that, including members of my family. And then they said, you know, thank God you're out there doing this. This is great. I prayed about this and prayed about this. I didn't know what to do. But, you know, I did what I did and exposed what I exposed, and I'm done with this. just because they saw how corrupt the system was and how unawake the public was, and they didn't believe there would be change. But then, last time I saw my uncle before he went into a coma, and then I couldn't handle standing around the hospital, and he died like 2 weeks later in a coma, he like grabbed me and he said, I prayed every day because I knew about all this, you know, but I just didn't have a system to be able to break out and do this. Even though I had meetings and, you know, did shortwave shows and stuff, but he said, but I prayed to God, and I'm telling you, what was in me jumped in you when you were about 13, and that was the answer to prayer. And then he passed out about an hour later, never talked to him again. So, I mean, this is heavy stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And boy, did he know. He was smart. Oh, man, he'd had a real show. And so was his dad, my grandfather. Whew, they called him eccentric, yeah. He knew all the stuff I knew 50 years ago. And he would sit around the kitchen table and tell you about everything you could imagine. And all he did was read quantum mechanics and engineering stuff and been a prospector and everything else. But my point is that this is a big deal. But remember, we can't know it all. We can't do it all. We've got to ask God to lead, God, and direct us at the end of the day. And just say, God, tell me what to do. Touch my spirit. And I'm going to do what you tell me to do. And that's what God said. God just said, call balls and strikes. Literally just cover what's happening and let them figure it out. And don't sit there like you got to be the judge and moralize and agonize about all this. You just put one foot in front of the other. You just tell the truth of the best information you've got. And I will help give you the discernment. Listen to me and slow down some and be a faithful and true servant, true and faithful servant. And so that's what I'm doing. So people can project this onto what I do or that onto what I do. Or when I say something good about Trump, oh, you got Israeli money. Or when I bash Trump, I got Qatari money. No. When it's good, I cover it and say it's good. When it's bad, I cover it and say it's bad. That's so simple. It's all out in the open. That's what we do. But I can't do it without you. So thanks for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting incredible products at the same time at thealexjonesstore.com. I salute you, I love you, and I appreciate you. We're coming back in 2 minutes with your phone calls, a ton of news, and more.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.